This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional. And today, we come to part 22 of Peace and Love. And I can tell you straight away that today I have not been feeling peaceful in any way, shape or form. It's so difficult when you are being attacked to bring a word like this, and I just rely on the Holy Spirit. I have to just completely rely on the Holy Spirit. Stuff has been going on today, which is unbelievable. One particular song I wanted to download because it's so powerful. It took me 15 minutes. First of all, I was giving the wrong password, so they said. No, I wasn't. It was the correct password. And then when I finally got the password right, apparently my credit card had expired. No, it hadn't. And then when finally that was all sorted out, I downloaded the song that I'd paid for, and it didn't download. I tell you, amazing. Simply because that song is so anointed. And I so needed to play it on Worship Radio 247. In fact, right after this daily devotional, I'm going to play that song again. Because what I am saying to the evil one is, you will not win. You will not take my peace. You will not take my love. I don't know what you've been going through, whether you've been going through similar things now and again when things just completely go wrong all the time and you can't seem to work out why. Let's look at this scripture because this brings me peace. This is Paul's letter to the church in Ephesus. This is Ephesians, the third chapter. And we're highlighting verse 19, but just see what it says before it. From verse 16, it says, I pray from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all of God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. You know, I did a series on Worship TV on that very self-same passage of scripture, and it took me about 5 or 6 weeks to go through it. We come to verse 19. Paul says this, may you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. I'll say that again. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to fully understand. Then you will be made complete in all the fullness of life and power that comes to God. You know, those years ago, when I felt God's love pouring into my life for 7 whole days. I've told you this story many times. When I was feeling that intense love and I said at the end of the week, Lord, you've got to stop now. I can't take any more. Even then, I wasn't even scratching the surface. Not even scratching the surface of God's love for me. I was just sensing and feeling that which God wanted me to feel, but it's so much greater than that. Look at what Paul says before it. And may you have the power, verse 18, and may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep His love really is. Are we beginning to understand that? Are we beginning to scratch the surface? But beloved, we have got to understand that God loves us so, so, so much. And we go through all sorts of agony. We go through all sorts of pain and torture. We go through times of rejoicing when we are so on fire for God, nothing can hurt us or touch us. And then the evil one attacks because he says, no, I'm not having this. And then we go through that attack. Then we go through those times when Satan is attacking us in such an incredible way and such a ferocious way, we think we can't take this and we don't understand why. And we continue to hope and pray that God will sustain us. You see, Satan wants to lay traps for us all over the place. And so he lays them down. And we blithely walk into those traps without even realizing it. Sometimes we go into those traps fully realizing what we're doing. And we think God will see us through. And yes, God does see us through. But we go through pain and agony before He delivers us. Sometimes, beloved, we are so foolish. Paul says to the church in Galatia, oh, you foolish Galatians, because they fell into traps. They did it wrong. They didn't do it right. They didn't see straight. They didn't see clearly. Sometimes we don't see clearly. Beloved, we're all in this boat together. All of us are sailing the sea right now. We're all saying, Lord, this sea is so, it's so rough. Lord, this boat is going to capsize unless you do something. We're sailing in this boat, beloved, you and I, and we're saying, Lord, how do we stop this? How do we stop the boat rocking? How do we stop the water coming in? How do we stop the wind blowing? How do we stop the sails banging about? Lord, the mast is broken. The tiller has gone. We are sailing on an uncharted sea, and we can't even steer the boat. What do we do? And the Lord Jesus stands. And he rebukes the wind. And then he says, silence. Be still. Silence. Be still. And I believe he doesn't even shout it. I believe that as the wind subsides, he whispers it. And the sea is still. And the water is calm. And we find ourselves that we are able to steer the boat as long as we listen to the voice of Jesus, who is telling us thy direction to take the boat in. But beloved, let's not take our hands off the wheel. Let us allow ourselves this time of refreshing, this time when Jesus says to you, come to me. Those of you who are weak, those of you who don't know where you are, those of you who are confused by the things of the world, those of you who are lost, those of you who are so battled and battered by the battle of life. He says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. And so we rest. And so we lie down. And we take repose. And we hear the angels sing. As God fills us full of his peace. And as I am speaking, beloved, I am being filled full of that peace and of that love. Because the Lord is amazing. And because the Lord always comes through, he never leaves us. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to fully understand. Then, watch, you will be made complete in all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. This is Scripture. This is the inspired word of Almighty God. This is inspired by the power of the Holy Spirit. And if you want that power in your life, then concentrate on the word of God. And just say these words now. Yes, Lord. Fill me full of your peace and love. In the name of Jesus. Let that peace and love fall now, beloved. Let that peace and love fill you now as you once again listen to this song from Lara Martin, so anointed. And it's called The Voice of Hope. Listen.